This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details. FUBAR!
Good evening, listeners. You are very welcome here. Listeners old and new, you'll probably like it here. Sit back, enjoy yourself, because this is the Friday Night Show.
Roma, gaga, ooh la la, watch out for romance,
Yes, welcome to the Friday Night Show. I'm Vicky Stone, and Laura Corcoran is back with us.
Holla.
Hi, thanks for coming back.
Hey, thanks, yo. It's fun to be back.
Oh, it's nice yeah. to have you. I've yeah. had a boy in the studio.
Yeah. Is that why it smells so weird?
That is, I thought you were going to say wee. Is that why it smells of wee? Yeah, it is. Yeah. That's how are you doing?
I'm good. I've been doing lots of Edinburgh prep. It's that time of year.
It is that time of year. How are you feeling? Apprehensive? You feeling good? Smug? All of the above.
All of them. No, not too bad. We just tried our first bit of stuff. So okay. New Frisky and Manish show. I am Frisky off of Frisky and Manish. So yeah, so we tried our first little bit out and it wasn't horrendous. Hooray!
Woo-hoo!
What about you? How's it going?
Well, I did a preview on Easter Sunday. That was my and so now there's a month between that preview and the next one.
Yeah.
And then it gets really crazy after that. Like I do like one a week. So yeah, there's a lot of work to do. But it's one of those things where I did the whole thing, the whole hour. You know, it's a really long document. I've written it all out word for word. I've written it all out verbatim and it's 10,000 words.
Oh shit.
And there's no songs in it yet. I've written the songs, but I only did the words. So for me, there's fewer songs than normal in my show.
Oh,
so
my God, I'm so excited.
It's going to be like actual stand-up.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I mean, I wish I'd probably explain to any new listeners, both of us are musical comedians of sorts. So we're just chatting as though we're in the pub. we're actually forgetting that we're actually on the radio and have a responsibility to our listeners.
Sorry.
What we normally do at the top of the show is we round up the news of the week, because it's Friday night after all. So I think there's been some interesting news this week. Tube strikes, I think that's boring.
God,
it's so difficult to side with the strikers, with the tube workers, just because apparently the whole thing is to save is a dispute over the £52 million worth of cuts to close the tube offices.
Yeah.
And apparently it's cost £150 million. It's cost the city £150 million.
Oh,
so the whole thing is might as well just have a whip round for the ticket offices.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Like, seriously, that's fine. Like bucket collection or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you're right, it's really hard to sympathise when it really fucks your day up.
Yeah, and it does physically cost each individual either time or money.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's just annoying.
Yeah, it's
so
really annoying. I mean, all for action, all for, you know.
I like a union.
We'd love a union.
I like a union. Equity. I'm a member. Are you a member of Equity? She's not a member of Equity.
I have been.
In the past.
I've not renewed it.
It's an expensive diary, isn't it, essentially? It's like 80 quid a year for a diary. But it is worth joining a union.
Would you be more active with Equity if they struck more? There were more equity strikes. Would you say, I refuse to do this show money?
There have been talk of equity strikes because of the West End, because of the minimum wage in the West End. But I think when you're self-employed and freelance, it's just there just in case. I know people that have used equity when they've had, they've a broken leg or that kind of stuff or needed legal help. So I suppose it's just that thing of, being there. I'm also a member of the Musicians Union as well.
Oh, yeah, because you're proper music and all that
I'm proper music, but that protects my compositions. That protects things that I write.
Oh.
Yes. Mm. Yeah, I think we've digressed. Again, we've forgotten that we're on the radio. So the other thing in the news this week that I really enjoyed, is there all the who's single, who's engaged? Clooney, engaged, off the market.
Although, was that official? Wasn't it just her work? Didn't her work, like, she's a barrister or something, and her legal office just went, oh, apparently she's off getting married. We wish her all the best. And she's not said anything. He's not said anything. It's just
And
her,
someone's in trouble.
Her gobby boss. I love that.
Yeah, it's nice. And then Harry, back on the market.
There you go. Where a door closes, a window opens.
Oh,
eh, ladies?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Would you?
No.
Would you not?
No. No.
Why not?
I have a little bit of inverse snobbery as a problem. Okay, I'm not going to, you know, I'm not perfect. Everyone's got their prejudices. And I was educated at an institution where a lot of posh people attended. I was at Oxford Uni.
Oh,
and I came,
ooh, ooh, posh. Posh!
So, but I came from a very, very normal northern background. And when I first met poshos, I was very excited. I was like, oh, look at you, you look fun. And there were the people, some of my dear friends are total poshos, and I love them. Everyone's great. But there are some who are not. And they do tend to be the kind of royals area.
Yeah, that sort of royal end of things.
The royal end of things kind of don't want to have anything to do with normos.
But he looks fun.
He does look fun, but I don't think he'd be fun with everyone.
But fun in a posh way.
Yeah.
So that's like red trousers and pissing yourself.
Yeah, exactly. And you just
that's
don't.
It.
You don't need that of a weekend.
No.
You'd be cleaning it up for weeks. You'd smell of wee, boy, smell of wee. That's
yeah. Do you know what? I reckon Prince Harry probably soils himself on a semi-regular basis.
I'm with you on that. Because if you're royal, you never have to learn.
Doesn't matter.
Potty training.
No.
Someone will always clean you up.
Someone. I bet he's got a full-time wiper.
Well, what an image.
Yeah. No, but he's bound to have. He's bound to have. But then imagine if you got with him, you'd get used to that wiper. You could soil yourself.
Now I'm changing my mind.
Yeah,
now
you could just soil yourself.
I'm coming around to this idea.
Talking of soiling yourself. I've got a genuine segue. So on last week's show, I was talking about I was about to do this bike ride, this 100-mile bike ride, which I did.
Hooray!
I did it. I got around.
Actual hero.
Actual 100 miles.
You're an actual hero. You realise
102
that.
Miles, because I went wrong twice.
That's less heroic. But in general, you are She-Ra, just so you know.
Yeah, yeah. So I did it. I did this 100 miles, and there was one point in the ride, which was about it was between mile 65 and mile 79. Mm. I was knackered at this point, and it was a hailstorm.
Oh,
and I was wearing
God.
These cycling shorts, and they've got this padding, and they sort of look like a sort of onesie, like a cycling onesie. Mm. They're called bibbed cycling shorts, but there's no actual bib. It's weird.
Bib?
Yeah, basically it's an arse bib.
Yeah.
And there's loads of padding, so it's really, really kind of thick material. And it was so wet from both sweat and the rainwater that I could have just pissed myself and not known about it.
Oh my God.
We tempted to just be warm
at least.
Well, the thing is, like, there was quite strict rules. There was a rule book of what you could and couldn't do.
And you can't, it was actually stated in the rule book that you can't piss yourself.
Well, almost. It basically it said that you must use toilets. You can't just take a piss by the side of the road.
Okay.
And actually, there was one point on this ride where I was like, I need a hedge piss. But I was like, but this is against the rules. And I thought, well, who's going to see? But then I thought, well, I don't want to break the rules.
Oh.
I don't want to break the rules. So I didn't.
Interesting.
Yeah. So No hedge pissing for
me. No hedge pissing, no self pissing.
No.
If you'd had a wiper, would that have been different?
If I'd have had a full-time wiper. Yeah. But the thing is, the bib shorts, it's like, you know this, you know when you go out wearing a leotard? Do you know? When you go out wearing a leotard.
Now, because of the musical theatre training, yes, I do.
Yeah. But there's that thing where you can't just have a quick pee in a bush. You've got to take your bloody leotard off.
Yeah.
And essentially, you're standing behind a hedge naked.
Yes, you are.
Which is not. Not ideal.
No.
And not even a she-wee's going to help you there.
No, that's true. There should be a well-placed zip, but I imagine on a bike that would not help.
No, it wouldn't help.
At all.
It wouldn't help.
No.
But yeah, I could have just had a wee while I was going along.
Oh,
I bet people have.
I bet they do.
Email in if you've ever been on a bike and had a wee whilst you've been going along. Vicky@foobarradio.com. We'd like to know. We'd like to know. Have you wet yourself in the car?
There's good. I mean, everyone's got a piss themselves story. Piss themselves is a grown up story.
Yeah. Do you know what? Weirdly, I don't know how, but we got onto this last week as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey.
And I talked about the time that I was staying at a friend's house, because it was that thing of going, have you ever been so pissed in the night that you thought something was the toilet? So you've walked into the wardrobe. And what I did is that I was staying at a friend's house and I sat on the end of her bed thinking it was the toilet.
Amazing!
And had a wee.
Wow.
So, and that was a long time ago.
That's pretty special.
I was about 16 or something, and we'd just been to the farmer's ball
in
somewhere like Cheltenham. Do you know what I mean? So that was posho. I went to a posho school. I was not a posho.
I see.
Yeah.
You mixed with them. That's fine.
I mixed with them.
I made an attempt. Outreach.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's good. You know, I was about 16 when I had my piss myself story, which was been at a party somewhere, outdoor party, and met a load of boys. Didn't know them. They seemed quite rough boys. And then then we went to like this big house that we knew where there was like a little private garden. Actually, incidentally, it was where Jason Orange used to live in Manchester.
How exciting.
Yeah, so I went to his garden and we were all sitting on the grass and everything, and obviously needed a piss. Wandered into the woods. I was wearing, it was in the days where those big wide corduroy mosher pants were in. You know, like really wide legs. Like rocker.
I had some in pink. I look like a right knob. Yeah,
exactly. So I had those on.
Wore them with buffalo boots.
Obvs.
Oh,
naturally.
God. Yeah.
So wandered into the thing, pulled them down, had a squat, misfired.
Yeah.
Got it all down the inside of one leg, and had to come back into the group.
Yeah.